Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in, I'm torn between like three cities here. It's been a first. I don't know that I've ever just not been ready. We're just going to go with Bryant. Bryant. It'd be weird if Brupolo was in Bryant.
That'd be extremely weird. We've already talked about the Brian, how it's spelled or whatever. We won't go there with Bryant.
Yeah.
I don't, if I see somebody spell Bryant, B-R-I-A-N-T,
No, their parents didn't love them, if that's
yeah,
the case.
That's just
Bryant
ridiculous.
Has to be with a Y.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Brian should be with an I say. But
We won't go down that road again.
No, I don't feel like being angry with you today.
So. We've already been angry with each other. The Georgia game almost ended.
There is nothing on earth more toxic than Brian Haydad in the middle of a Mississippi State game in the group text.
Brian was ready to kill himself about three or four times.
Ah, I don't know about that, but I would have maybe self-harmed. It was rough.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But I was like, this is the one I'm going to snap. And so if State had lost, I was going to text you and be like, I can't record tonight. I can't.
I don't know if I would have wanted to.
I got to have a cool it off on that one. They got the one. We'll get to that in a little bit. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. It is, I guess I'm going to put this up early. So it'll be Super Bowl Sunday as you're listening. That's a great time for beef. I'm doing some Philly cheesesteak sliders today.
Yummy.
That's going to be fantastic. Very excited about that. Whatever you're cooking for the big game, beef should be on the menu. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill, and nothing better than beef when you're watching the big game. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. We aren't under those kind of advertising things. We could say Super Bowl. I just, big game just works sometimes.
I do Super Bowl every opportunity I can get just because of that.
As you should.
I don't understand that. Shouldn't you want that marketed as much as possible?
It's trademarked, and they don't want people getting free, a free ride on their coattails. So
it's just dumb to me.
Oh, I remember when Papa John's, for years, it was like, here's our specials for the big game, whatever, right? And then Papa John's became the official pizza partner of the NFL. And so we got to use Super Bowl after that. It was great.
That's excellent.
Everything had Super Bowl on it, so it was fantastic.
That was genius. That was a genius move by John.
Yeah. He made dumber moves as the years went by, but
I mean, that, like, just being a part of that, just to be able to use the Super Bowl.
You were the only one too. Like Domino's and Pizza Hut couldn't say it. They had to say big game. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
CollegeCornerStore.com. I hope you have taken advantage of their great winter sale. So much stuff, 30% to 50% off. It's right there on the website. It's right there at both locations. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowway by the Half Shell, or the website, collegecornerstore.com. Still one day left to go. The sale is still going on as we speak up until Monday, so take advantage of the winter sale at College Corner and collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, the best meal in town, always, always at Restaurant Tyler. I'm not a soothsayer. I'm not a sorcerer. I'm not a fortune teller. But I'm looking at my crystal ball, Robbie Falk. I'm seeing you and I at Restaurant Tyler this week. I'm seeing it. Ooh.
You know, my sources are saying the same thing.
Oh, well, if on three sources are saying it, it's probably true. So we'll go with that. So if you're looking for a great lunch, a great dinner, anything this week, Valentine's Day dinner, whatever it is, you need to head to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located, they're going to show you how they help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when we're talking about your money, we want to get answers. We don't want to have to wait around. We want to do things on your schedule. That's what Priority One Bank allows you. Don't wait around for answers when we're talking about your money. Get to a bank that gives you the level of service that you deserve. Get to Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Free throws, man. I tell you, just something. This is a game Mississippi State should have won by double digits. Instead, they win by one. But you know what? 1 point, 20 points, they all count the same. It's a quad one road win for Mississippi State as they get a one-point win over the Georgia Bulldogs, 76-75. State, what kills me about State in this game is that they shot the ball really well, especially inside the arc, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you do the math, if I'm doing the math right here, they're 26 of 38. They only missed 12 shots total, two-point range. Now, they were 6 of 20 from three-point range, which isn't great, but they hit a couple of big threes. Harris had a big one in the second half. Hubbard had a couple. Kugel had a couple. They got back to having four guys in double figures. Like seeing that. Nwoko was a beast the first 5 minutes of the game. He cooled off after that, but Keyshawn Murphy picked up his slack. I think Keyshawn Murphy, I mean, I don't know my way around the league as well as I should, but he's got to be one of the top candidates for sixth man of the year in the SEC. He's having a fantastic season. Hubbard, another good night for him, 16 points, 7 of 14 shooting. The three-pointer wasn't really there, but the other stuff was. He was 2 of 8 from 3. He was 5 of 6 inside the line.
Again, was actively trying to get to the rim.
Yes, and was very successful, was very easily a couple times. A couple times he just took the ball in off the defensive rebound. Took one pass and just drove up the court and nobody got in front of him. It happened twice in the game. I thought John Sundvold was going to lose his mind. He's like, somebody get in front of him.
Not to be, missed here, really commanded things well down the stretch.
I thought so.
I know it was chaotic there at the end, but State didn't have a ton of, terrible offensive possessions
right.
In the second half.
They got to the free throw line.
They couldn't make free throws, and you had the inbounds that was kind of a fiasco. But Josh, six assists and one turnover.
Yeah,
and
they had only 9 turnovers in the game.
Yeah, I thought offensively, State was very efficient in this game.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Coming into the game, we were previewing it, and I told you, I was just not concerned about what Georgia did from three. And they were 8 of 21. They had a lot of terrible misses.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't, I thought.
But that Robbie, that's 6% better than they normally shoot. They're a 32% shooting team.
It was. But that didn't kill you in this game.
No.
I thought State's defense was pretty darn good in this game, especially down the stretch when you look at the plays that they made defensively.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in the game was going to be, the physicality, how State handled the physicality. And you got those opportunities getting to the line, and you just didn't make them. 6 of 18, that's atrocious. State has got to be better. And they've got to be better closing these ball games in regulation. They every single time it comes down to it in the final couple of minutes, and it's a tight game, State is going to do something stupid.
Yes.
And it happened. They turned the ball over with 18 seconds, whatever. They were struggling to get the inbounds. They've got to find a way to be smarter. But at the end of the day, just like you said, it doesn't matter if you got a half a point win, if that was possible.
Yeah.
You take this all day long.
We've been sort of getting around here. State 6 of 18 from the line. I mean, they don't have to make them all. But if they're, 14 of 18 from the line, they win this game. There's no drama in the final minutes. But State gets the win 76-75. You mentioned that. You remember the 30 for 30 winning time about Reggie Miller?
Yes.
There's a sequence in there where they're talking about that game that where Miller scores like 8 points in the final 10 seconds to win the game. And this is something that's just stuck with me through the years. Jeff Van Gundy at one point just goes, our basketball IQ has got to be a little higher than this. And that's what I was thinking on Keyshawn Murphy when he throws the ball up the court. I'm like, just hold the ball. They're going to foul you. Go to the free throw line. And you don't have to do that. And just
I don't understand why they struggle so badly in late game situations. They're calling timeout, and they called two or three timeouts towards the end.
Get things set up. You've got athletic guys. You've got some big guys out there. You've got guys who can handle. I don't understand it either. But
I thought, like I said, the game plan was really good. You scored 46 of your 76 points in the paint.
Yeah, really.
State's game plan was attack them in the post. And, you know, we talk preseason about what is State going to do in the post. That was a giant question mark about who, you know, what's the center position going to be, all this. They found ways to be effective down low, whether it's crashing the paint to get a rebound or, you know, somebody driving and scoring a tough basket. The way that they've played this year, that's one area that I feel like they've done a pretty good job of, you know, covering up what would be normally would look like a deficiency for them, because they just don't have that true five, you know. Even Nwoko, he's a bit on the slim side, and he doesn't really give you minutes deep into a ball
game. He's not a rim protector.
No, he's not. He doesn't really get you deep into the ball game. You basically get the bulk of his minutes in the first half.
He had 15 minutes.
But when you get him, he's effective. He's usually pretty effective.
Keyshawn
has emerged as your guy down there, and he was just very difficult to deal with Georgia. He's so lengthy and wiry, and he's really good on the run when he's throwing those runners mid-range. 14 points, 7 of 13, 8 rebounds.
I believe this is
third or fourth straight game in double digits.
I think you're right, yeah.
He is really becoming a major factor for Mississippi State. Like I said, a 46-28 advantage against a team that kind of makes their hay in the paint. Mississippi State, I thought, won that. They lost their boards by one. But you're in the fight with them. You just need to be around where they are. And I thought, it wasn't pretty, but State executed a lot of plays when they needed to make those plays. And all you're thinking about right now, if you're a Mississippi State fan, is how can we get to 8 wins or more in SEC play? That is the magic number for me. If you can get to 8 wins or more in this league this year, you're going to have a good seed. You're firmly in the tournament. You're going to have a really good seed. And State took a step into that direction. You still went on the road. They stole this one. They stole Vanderbilt. You're kind of, you know, you might be a game or so out from where you want to be right now, but you're still in position.
Keyshawn Murphy, I mean, his shooting touch has just been so good this year. It is so improved. They're not the same player at all. But I have the same kind of confidence in him that I had when Charles Rhodes had the basketball. I just knew when Rhodes got the ball down on the block, he was going to find a way to score more often than not. I'm getting there with Keyshawn Murphy. I think he's easily one of the most improved players in the conference. Like I said, he should be a strong candidate for sixth man of the year. And then Nwoko, I mean, yeah, it's only 15 minutes, but you're telling me in 15 minutes I can get 11 points and 5 rebounds out of somebody, or 3 rebounds out of somebody, I'll take it. I will take it every single time. He gave State everything in those first 5 minutes of the game. He had State's first 9 points, and then everybody else started playing basketball. We go back to last week, and we talked about how Asa Newell had led Georgia in every game except for one in SEC play. He did not lead them in this game. He had a good game with 16 points, but if you had told me on Friday that he would have 16 and that Silas Damari would have 23, I'd have probably thought State lost this game. So credit to State for playing well and finding their way through. We talked about it earlier, you know, a different kind of game because State had a little bit more control, but the Vanderbilt game, our message was simple. Like, it is tough to win on the road. State goes on the road, they win this game. It's a quad one win. They will go up in the net tomorrow. This is all State needed to do was walk out of there with the win, and they did that. And it's a good win. And now you're going to play a Florida team that maybe you catch them a little high in the sky. They just beat the number one team in the nation. As we're sitting here, number two team in the nation was knocked off as well. So there'll be some flow and some movement in the polls coming out on Monday.
If I play in Florida, when you're playing them at home, that's the exact scenario that I would have wanted.
You want them coming in off a big win, head in the clouds, and now you've got them at home for a 6 o'clock tip on a Tuesday. Should be a good crowd. Yeah.
And maybe the best possible scenario would have been, you know, a grueling win for them, very close game. But them beating the number one team in the country on the road, to me, is better for Mississippi State than had they lost. That's just the facts of this league. It feels like teams play better with their backs against the wall. Mississippi State had to have this win.
Yeah.
You know, a couple weeks ago, they had to beat Ole Miss.
Yes.
The thing that really stood out to me, Brian, this game was every single time Georgia, you know, threw a punch, got a lead, tied it up, whatever, State always seemed to find a way to answer. Mm-hmm. And that is the sign of a tough team. This team's not playing great basketball right now. There's no way around it. This team's just not playing well. You know, Claude O'Harris doesn't have a shot right now. RJ Melendez isn't playing great. You know, Cam Matthews, he's definitely fighting through it. I thought defensively was excellent. And he had six
assists. Line isn't bad. He's 6 points, four rebounds, six assists, only two turnovers. He had two steals and two blocks. I mean, I'd like him to be better at the free throw line, but other than that, he had a fine game.
Yeah, so he's fighting through it, but not playing his best.
Mm-hmm.
Your team is not playing great right now, and you're kind of surviving is what I would call it. These next few games are absolutely massive for Mississippi State, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, I look at the schedule, and I don't see, like, a ton of games that I look at, and I think that we can chalk this up as a W.
Yeah.
And that's different than what we saw last year, and I think the year before that, but the schedule on the back end was very manageable. There were a lot of wins built in there. Texas has been playing better basketball. Arkansas on the road, that's a totally different team than it was a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. LSU's giving Ole Miss all they can handle right now. You got Alabama on the road. These are not going to be easy ball games. And the next three games, especially Ole Miss, A&M, and Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to find a way to just eke past it.
It'd be 1-1 this week is how you have to. I think if you just go 1-1 the rest of the way and you finish 9-9, you're a 4 seed, 5 seed, you're fine. You're fine. But one other thing before we get off this this basketball game that we have to discuss. No, I'm not going to scream into the microphone like that stupid girl was. How does ESPN allow that? How do you allow it to happen? After the first free throw, there's got to be like, we got to move that mic or tell that girl to shut the hell up. It's got to be one of the two.
I mean, do you have to have that mic? Just cut it. Just cut the mic.
I never thought I'd say this. Never thought I'd say this. That's worse than the Whistler. That's worse than the Whistler.
Haven't they had that before?
Had a screamer like that?
Yeah, I want to say that. Maybe the last time State went to Georgia, we were complaining about that.
I was 2 years ago. I don't really remember.
I cannot stand like hearing individual voices.
Yeah.
At game, like students like yelling stupid insults and stuff.
Remember the Auburn game here, Moorhead's first year, and there was some woman screaming bloody murder over in the Auburn section. You could hear her in the press box from inside the stadium. It was incredible. I was like, who is screaming? The first free throw, I'm sitting there. It's me, and then it's my daughter Aislinn and my wife. Only one person's watching that game at that moment, right? And that happens, and I thought it was somebody outside. I thought somebody was out on my front yard getting shot.
You were the only one watching that, and the other two were trying to get your attention and talk to you the whole time, weren't they?
No, they were on their phones.
That's what happens at my house.
They were on their phones doing whatever. But they looked up. They were like, what is that? And I was like, it's somebody on the – it took me a second to realize it was on the broadcast. I thought somebody was in my front yard screaming. That's how loud that was.
You
can't have that. I'm going to ask Richard about that.
It makes games unwatchable.
I'm going to ask Richard about that. Like, does ESPN, like, can they not say, look, we got to move this mic or move that girl, one of the two, because we can't have that. Like,
it's, you know, they talked about it, too. Like, they and during the breaks, they're like, what is that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just,
oh, well.
Oh, well.
All right, Florida.
So, all that to say, this was a absolute torturous ball game
in every way. But they got the win.
I'm at a daddy daughter dance. I danced with my daughter several times. I wasn't just focusing on the game the whole time.
Right.
But you know, I did have to pull my phone out a little bit and watch the last few minutes for sure.
Yeah.
And buddy, that was
every time you go, you get your phone, Brian Haydad. It's just like, I wish the world would end right now.
I got Brian saying he wants to kill himself. I got another message where everybody's talking about this team's a disaster. I got my daughter asking me to take her shoes off and run around the dirty floor.
I'm just rooting for the asteroid with about 10 seconds. Oh. I'm like, somebody up that percentage to 98. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you tracking this asteroid thing?
Just from your cousin's tweets.
It keeps going up every day. I'm
it's at 2.9% now, right?
I mean, that's something. That's not nothing. So
LSU's up 10.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, they sure are. One other thing. My laptop's still on the fritz. If it's not working Tuesday, can I just come sit with you? I won't be able to do any work. Are you going to mind?
Oh, wait, the Florida game?
Yeah.
I would prefer that.
Okay.
I tried to get you to come the other day, and you wouldn't come again.
Well, I was just like, I can't work, but I don't want to miss the Florida game. I feel like I need to be there for that one. So
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. I was very disappointed today. I got outvoted on lunch, and we didn't go to Two Brothers. I was just like, I'm the damn paterfamilias. We go where I want. That's not important. Okay. I didn't go to a sponsored restaurant. We'll put it that way. So,
well, I didn't either. I went to a former sponsored restaurant. It was tasty.
Okay. Well, I was just, you know, what can I do? But I will make a return trip to Two Brothers very, very soon. We ate there last week, but I'll be back soon enough. I need to get back to the older brother as well. I haven't been in a couple weeks now, and I'm craving that croque monsieur, my favorite sandwich in the city of Starkville. Great food. Every time you go to Two Brothers, every time you go to the older brother, you need to head there. Next time you're in Starkville, if you're going to be here this weekend for basketball or baseball, that's where you need to go, Two Brothers or the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
Got a quick interruption. So Ole Miss is losing in this basketball game, right?
Yes. I got a
text from Richard. I'm thinking, oh, he's going to be like, this stupid team. He's doing what I'm doing, right? No, he's on a hunting trip with his son, Obi. I don't know if I can put this up where you can see it. I'm going to send it to you.
Richard's a hunter?
Oh, yeah. He's an outdoorsman.
Really?
They killed a snake, Robbie, that is as taller than Richard. Like, he's holding it up. Like he's holding it up like this.
Yeah.
It goes from hit the ground to about 3 inches above his head. This is like a 7 foot tall snake.
Like a copperhead or?
Looks like a rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake?
Yeah, I'm going to send you the picture. That is crazy.
Where are they at?
I don't know.
Snakes aren't really.
They're somewhere in the west. Just looking at this terrain that they're on, but.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, snakes are not really, like, crazy right now. It's not super hot, but I mean, they might be coming out a good bit, just warming up a little bit.
Well, they're not in Mississippi with a snake like that. I'll just go ahead and tell you. They're not. Yeah. I'll send you that picture afterwards. But anyway, great products, great service. 50 years?
I gave a 50. It was very soft because my voice is.
You're having a rough day. You said your voice was bothering you. I know. So
it was really bad earlier today. It's gotten better. So
good. Well, Robbie's voice is not something that Advantage Business Systems can give you service on. But if his voice was a copier, they could do that. So we just make a phone call, and then a couple, they'd be on their way and get it fixed. So when you have technology needs at your business, you know the number to call, 601-362-9192. You can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to your next game here in Starkville, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Next time you're up here, you are looking for new gear. Maroon & Co. is the place to get it. They've got the biggest and best selection in this city. And that's saying something. Think about all the places in town where you can get MSU gear. Nobody is outdoing Maroon & Co. for selection. Best of all, you can save some money with our promo code. It's Thunder 15, 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the only place to go is Marin & Co. Bobby Faulk was at Duty Noble Field today. Now, he will be at Duty Noble Field next weekend as well, but that will be real games. This is the final scrimmage of the preseason. And, Robbie, I guess we'll just do a big-picture kind of question because you've covered these scrimmages these past few years. You know, think about what your takeaway was from the last scrimmage you saw a year ago or 2 years ago. What are your takeaway from this in terms of when you look at this team on the field, do you see a team that's built to get back into the postseason?
Yeah, for sure. I think so. It's always funny, man, these scrimmages. Like, and I go when I can. It's very difficult for me to go to all of them, but I realize people are crazy over them. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand it, but I mean, people just they love the reports.
They laugh at it. We get there is a lot more audience for this than any football scrimmage.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy.
But, like, the thing is, like, you start reporting on it, and somebody hits a home run, and they start talking about how terrible the pitchers are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, you know, you get somebody strikes – the pitcher strike players out, and you start talking about, well, here we go again. Strikeouts are going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And, like, somebody today is like, well, Lemonis is going to be coaching for his job again. Like, I don't know how you have that takeaway from a practice. I really don't. But, you know, I've seen this team – about a couple weeks in a row. I watched them in the fall. I just really think that this lineup is going to be deep. I mean, and there were some conversations on the board today about, you know, what happens if so-and-so doesn't hit or if somebody's having a good day. Aaron Downs, for example, was really good on Saturday. And so the question is, like, who does he replace in the outfield or in the lineup or whatever? You have options this year. That's been my biggest takeaway about this team since the fall. Mm-hmm. Is this year you actually have a lineup that I can look at and, like, I can probably draw up four or five guys off the bench that I think could potentially start. That's very good for Mississippi State. And had a few miscues on defense, base running, things like that. Mm-hmm. I understand people are, you know, kind of nervous about that. But you also have to remember this is February. A lot of times the kinks get worked out with that. And I don't have a lot of question marks for Mississippi State defensively outside of third base. I think Ace Reese is going to be a work in progress there. And people are just going to have to get, you know, used to being on pins and needles with him there because you cannot keep him out of lineup. He is a star in the making there, and it might not even be in the making. He had another laser home run on Saturday. Had a hard hit single in the game as well. He is going to be in the lineup. It just depends on if you can keep him at third base or if he's going to be in the outfield. So that's the biggest question mark there. But the offense, I think, is going to be productive. I don't think you're going to see a lot of three-pitch, four-pitch strikeouts. I'll put it that way. I think this is going to be a team that's going to grind it out at the plate. It's going to be a little deeper offensively. And then pitching-wise, I understand the concern as far as starting pitching is concerned. But yeah. I think they're going to have a lot of depth in pitching, and I think that someone will emerge in those spots. I think the bullpen will be solid, too. And the bullpen had a really good day on Saturday, I thought. JT Schnorr was good. Duke Stone, which is an incredible baseball name, he was really good. So we'll see how it all plays out. But, I thought it was – I've seen some good things from this team. It's hard for me to tell people exactly, you know, what to expect whenever it's your team playing against your team.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit here and say, well, the offense is good because the pitching stinks, or the pitching's good because the offense stinks. I can find something to be upset about. No matter what. So until they get out there and they actually play, it's hard to truly know, but I'm optimistic about it.
Okay. Hey, buddy, that's gimmick infringement, all right? I'm the coffer on this show. Oh, he's got a bad one there. All right. Woo! He's struggling. He's struggling. Now you know how I know how you feel now. That's tough. There we go. You all right?
I think I'm good.
All right, get you a sip of beverage there. How confident are you if I said I fill out a lineup card for me? How confident are you that you would match what Lemonis will put out their opening day?
Maybe not the 1 through 9 part of it, the order, but I feel pretty confident about the positions and who's going to start day one. Probably my biggest question as far as like, who's coming off the bench or who's starting is center field with Michael O'Brien, who
Took a
ran
nasty
to
bump
the
today, didn't
center
he?
field. I mean, he ran to center field as hard as you possibly can today. And I remember he did that at one point last year too, I think. I had to come out of the ball game. Nothing serious. I think just got shaken up more than anything. But that's my question mark, is what's going to happen there, Michael O'Brien. And I think Bryce Chance is probably your guy in center if that's the case. And then it would just be,
Yeah, then who's in
what do
left
you
and
have an
right?
outfield in? I mean, to me, it's Aaron Downs.
Really?
Yeah, I think
It's like having that veteran out there.
he's a pretty good defender.
Yeah.
And he's also, I think, if you just give, I've always said this about Aaron Downs, like, I think if you just give him a lot of at bats and you let him be in the lineup for a little bit, I think he's going to hit. Because he's been so in and out of the lineup or injured or whatever, it's been difficult for him to truly get like in a flow. So I think if you just give him some reps and you let him hit and all that, he'll be really good. It would not shock me at all if he's in the starting lineup.
All right. We shall see. We are officially in opening week here of baseball, which means we're going to talk some a good bit of baseball here on Thunder and Lightning. Got to figure out some guests to talk about some Bulldog baseball and some SEC baseball. But plenty of good stuff coming up. Of course, obviously, two huge basketball games this week, and a lot more going on. I think that if I'm doing the math right, we're about 3 weeks away from the start of spring practice. So. Yeah, we'll get some football stuff to talk about as well. Great time of year here on Thunder and Lightning. Glad you guys are along with us. I'll let Robbie go grab some cough medicine and call it
I need those cough drops like you usually keep a giant bag of. It's like
Oh,
my
you mean
throat's
these
hurting.
cough drops?
Yes.
Equate brand honey lemon cough drops. Sugar free. That's the key. You get the
You got
sugar
the
free version.
honey. You got the honey and the lemon in there, which are very good
Double
for your throat.
soothing action. Yeah. So yeah, these are like I have like the break glass in case of emergency. There's a bag of these around me at all times, just in case.
Yes.
There
Hey,
you go.
how does the Ole Miss strength coach get to swing that giant towel after every single made bucket?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. But it gives me an
Like,
idea. So we'll just leave it at that. All right, guys.
somebody needs to sell.
Have a great Monday. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Enjoy your Super Bowl parties, and we will talk to you again on Tuesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.